Blog Talk Radio.
Morning show. It's all about you. Every morning from 10 to 10:30, we give it to you straight talk, no chaser, networking on the radio. We have a special guest this morning, Sister. She's going to be up in just a minute, but we're going to talk about this upcoming event on Thursday. It's going to be a big one, networking at its best at the Sheraton Hotel. Come out, living legends. We're going to talk about business, networking, and also an opportunity for you to showcase your business. We'll be right back with our special guest. March 27th at the Sheraton Hotel, 8777 Georgia Avenue. Be there. It's going to be a big one. Sister, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing simply fantastic. It's an honor to have you on the air. This is an opportunity for everyone to hear exactly what you're doing. Tell us about yourself and who you are and what you have coming up.
Indeed. First of all, I want to take the opportunity indeed to say thank you, and may God continue to bless you for all that you do for the community, all that you do for everyone you come in contact with, because as long as I've known you, you've always been that nucleus, that individual that gets things done, and then you do it on a big scale. I'm really looking forward to this Thursday. I'm Nia2X from VLB Productions, and I just want to really stop and say thank you to you for the grand opportunity that you constantly give to all of us, Russell.
That's appreciative. It's not just me. It's people like yourself. You are truly a community activist. You are doing things that others won't do so you can have things that others won't have, and you're a blessing to the community. Give us a background on your company and what your company is about.
Absolutely. We are VLB Productions. Believe it or not, we're public relations. We're advertising in public relations, but we got sidetracked from it because it was so hard to keep those dollars coming in. So as an activist, we went into a project, a movement that has been in progress now for 5 years, and that movement is to say no more Black History Month. Black History is 24/7 permanently. And since we have taken up the reins for this project, like I mentioned 5 years ago, we have been blessed by the best to be very, very successful in expanding the movement across the country. We do this by taking Black History tours all over not only D.C. We've taken tours right here in our own city, but as well to Philadelphia, to New York, New Jersey, even to Canada. We went 7 days, 6 nights, and we have a huge Black History 4th annual program coming up on Saturday, May 10th, where we invite the public to come out in our city, D.C., to an event that we call our Black History Awards and Celebration. We believe in giving people like yourself brothers and sisters that we've known in the community that are making a huge difference and probably will not make the history books. And yet they have done so much to advance not only black people, but to advance this city, to advance civilization even. So we'd like to honor them by giving them awards that they certainly have earned. And then to toast the event, we have our Sunshine Youth Division, who also for the last 3 years, this is our fourth one, as I mentioned, for the last 3 years, who have also contribute to Black History, because they come to us every Saturday and we sit down and teach our future children Black History so that they can be the teachers of future children that they'll be having themselves. We're passing the reins to them to learn, to study, to understand and recognize that many people that they see every day were those individuals that were involved in the civil rights movement as well as the black studies movement. As we know, many people don't recognize the contributions of the black study movement. But without that particular movement that was going along simultaneously with the wonderful civil rights movement, the black study movement is not taught or understood or appreciated as it should be, because we, for number one, wouldn't call ourselves black. The civil rights movement, under the esteemed leadership of the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., mostly referred to themselves in his early beginning as Negroes and colored. But with the Nation of Islam and the Kwame Torres at the time, Stokely Carmichael, and many of these activists, Angela Davis, they were raising their big black fist, identifying ourselves on a level that was certainly understood, appreciated, and accepted. So these two movements were taking place, but we make sure we teach the children both of those movements in a healthy way. We tell them the good, we tell them the bad, and we tell them in a way that they're able to teach in the future, in the near future, on a level that is clearly understood. So the event that you're having on Thursday, I look forward to being there with you, because you are a black history maker. I mean, you've been pushing hard for 15, 20, 25 years, and it hasn't been easy. It's been very difficult, I'm sure, going up the hill to make progress. But it takes the tenacity, and it takes the determination, and all of that that comes with it, patience, persistence, to make the difference that is needed in the community, and that is felt from our community and others as well, because people just appreciate progress. People just appreciate success. So Thursday is just another testament for the event coming up at the Sheraton Hotel, because it offers an opportunity for other entrepreneurs who have been working hard and maybe not have the platform that they need, and will have that opportunity at your event. And I'm definitely honored to be there.
Well, you said a mouthful. And
I sure did.
I didn't know if you were still here. What you said. It's true. Black history is every day. It's not just a month. Black history is every day. Every day that you wake up, and God bless you when you wake up, you're still here. You're here to make history, black history. All black people are making history every day. Every individual on this earth is part of black history. It's done every day. What you're doing is exceptional, because you're going to recognize and you're going to patronize people who basically are doing things. Our youth is extremely important. What you're doing for the youth cannot even compared to what's needed. So your works are great before they start. It's a pleasure to have you on Thursday. I'm looking forward to you coming out. I'm looking forward to you speaking to the individuals. Your being part of Be There magazine is extremely helpful to your organization and the community. People need recognition. Some people go through life and never, ever get recognized for what they do. They just do. Some people don't do anything, and they leave this earth not even making a dent on the time they were here. So it's important to give back. It's important to perpetuate yourself to a position of really up mobility where people are doing things and knowing things, and you're doing things to make a difference, and that's what you're doing. Yes, I've been doing this for 31 years. It comes naturally.
Oh, what? That's a long time.
Long time. I basically want to make sure that we have a legacy of history that is documented. So Be There magazine is the world's largest digital magazine that empowers people to know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. It's a powerful entity of this town of DMV and the world. It's the World Wide Web changed everything. We're going to take a break. I want you to expand on some of the things that you have done and some of the people that has benefited from your work.
Well, first of all, let me give all the... Oh.
Sister, tell us basically some of the people who have benefited from what you have done and how they have benefited from it.
Well, as I mentioned, for the last 3 years, we actually have restarted giving out awards because in the 1990s, we actually got started in giving awards to black people in the community, such as Ron Clark, of RAP Incorporated and the institution he has there for being recognized of taking people off of hardcore drugs or any type of illicit drugs and being able to empower them to turn their lives around and be exceptional contributors to the society. So Ron Clark has benefited from us with a monetary award. We've benefited also, not benefited, but we've also given to the wonderful Dr. Francis Cress Welsing a monetary award. And when another gentleman who is now an ancestor, the late, great Barry Murray of that wonderful newspaper, he had News Dimension. He also had contributed a portion of the proceeds that went to Dr. Welsing, and she was able to receive $1,000 from his side and our side of each other's company while her mother was living. So her mother was able to witness the success of her daughter. We held that program, both programs, in fact, at Union Temple Baptist Church. We've also contributed economic funds in the 1990s to, at that time, we saw him growing, and that was Reverend Al Sharpton. We had him come down. We paid his plane fare. We gave him a limousine. And this is when he was barely known, but we were following his progress in New York, in Harlem, as he was leading marches and painting paint on doors where people were making crack homes. So we had him come and also donated a monetary award to him. Also here in the city, we donated to Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad, who is well known for going to Africa on a fact finding mission that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sent Dr. Muhammad and two other brothers, because there was news and information creeping out of Africa, Kenya, Africa, about a possible successful treatment at that time to HIV and the AIDS virus. So when Dr. Muhammad and the other two brothers went and came back, the fact-finding mission was reported by Dr. Muhammad at All Souls Church, where in fact, indeed, there was and still is an effective treatment, and Dr. Muhammad's reputation was known all around the country at that time. We've also given awards to people that are known around this city, like Ms. Doris A.M. Thomas, Brother Malik Farrakhan, Sister Ayo Handy Kendi, and others. Juanita Britton of Busy Bee. Now, since we've restarted the program, we have not been able to, in 4 years, give the monetary resources, but we've given the recognition, we've given them awards, and just to say thank you, because that thank you serves as encouragement to trailblazers like Coy Dunstan of Secrets of Nature, and being able to hold on to his institution serving us food that we are finding out, him telling us 20 and 30 years ago that this food, whole food, would preserve our lives, sustain our lives, and now we're bearing witness to what he was telling us back in the John Ray days. So we have benefited a lot of people that are known around the city and a lot of people that are not known around the city. Now, on Saturday, May 10th, our fourth annual Black History Awards and Celebration, our highest achievement winner this year is the great Hannah Hawkins. She has the Southeast House on Mount View Place in Southeast Washington, and her story is just phenomenal, just phenomenal. And would you know it, Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad will be our keynote speaker, but he won't be talking necessarily about HIV and AIDS. He has breakthrough information that answers the prayers, because people are just not only getting sick, Brother Russell, but people are dying prematurely. People are on chemicals and drugs in the sense that they want to be well. But as Dr. Muhammad says, the body is the result of food and not the result of chemicals and drugs. Dr. Muhammad is healing his patients with whole food supplements. That's whole food supplements. And the beautiful part about it is this medical doctor has not written a prescription for over 2 years to his patients. So he's going to share that information as well as the benefits of drinking raw milk. It's going to be a pretty fantastic program. It's called Your Health is Your Wealth, as we give out the awards. But this is the most critical and most important program because, again, people, not only black people, but people are dying prematurely and people are being misled to the slaughterhouse from people that we trust. Now, I trust Dr. Muhammad. I'm one of his patients. We're going to ask people at the program, we're going to ask for volunteers, because he can demonstrate in front of the audience with any volunteer that decides to come up. We're going to ask only adults, and we're going to ask only three. But he can tell individually to those individuals the condition of their lungs, their heart, the condition of their liver, the condition, and demonstrate these internal organs. It's a non-invasive procedure where the patient or the demonstrator doesn't even have to take off their shoes. We're going to already have the procedure paid for. It's going to take place at the ARC, 1901 Mississippi Avenue, Southeast, again on Saturday, May 10th. Tickets are $12.50 for adults. We have group rates available for anyone that would like to come in. And Russell, if you would like to come with your busy schedule, you would be my invited guest, because I really appreciate what you're doing for our company and what you do for the community. So you would have an open invitation as my personal guest to come, because this is, again, the answer to our prayers. He's healing with whole food supplements, and it is really something to see and to be a part of, so that we can get on the road to wellness from a doctor that has proven time and time again that he can certainly be trusted. He is the minister of health for the Nation of Islam.
Fantastic. You have said something, and you mentioned names that bring me back to a part of history that a lot of people don't know. You talked about Barry. Barry with News Dimensions, excellent individual. Excellent individual. When he died, it was a void in the media. Me and him were very, very close. We started our magazines pretty much the same time. I used to go by his office off of Massachusetts Avenue.
Right.
And he was an exceptional individual. We miss him. You also talked about Io Handy. Io Handy has been doing what she's been doing for years. I mean years. She's been doing it for years. And
yes,
she does a great job at what she does. You also talked about John Ray. These are all parts of history that is extremely important. This is history of D.C. before D.C. was D.C. These people helped build the pillars of D.C. What you see now and what the people are experiencing with the growth of D.C. and the changing of D.C., they don't realize that there was a D.C. before D.C. And these people were part of that era. So you have history yourself. Just to recognize and know these people from years ago show me that you have been in the trenches doing what you're
doing. I've been a student. Brother, I was a student of the people that we've named, and the Kathy Hughes, the Dick Gregories. There's no way in the world people like the names we've mentioned are supposed to live and then go to their graves, and that's the end of that. Those of us that are left behind with the responsibility to preserve and protect the integrity of what they laid down, because we stand squarely on their shoulders. Had it not been for all of you teachers, I wouldn't be here today. I believe that I have a degree in blackology because I sat at your feet. I watched, I learned, I studied, I bought CDs, I bought tapes, I asked questions, I volunteered when I can. So all of these people that we've mentioned, some are here, others are gone, but they're gone physically, and it is our responsibility. And this is why we realize in our company, VLB Productions, that annually wasn't enough just to get black about it 28 days. Now, we honor the father of black history, Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Had it not been for his sacrifices in October of 1926, when he started Negro History Week, that developed into Black History Month in the late 1970s, well, we have to take it a step further, because our youth are in serious trouble, and especially the young black males. They are not understanding that they have to connect their today to their yesterday, connect to their greatness, because we come from ancient greatness. So the young black male that walks around with his pants hanging down, you can tell that young black male is not equipped with knowledge of himself. So we have 28 days that Dr. Carter G. Woodson, actually, again, he started with Negro History Week, but now a month is just not enough. We have a black president down at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest D.C. That's a big deal. You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to go along with whatever he's talking about, but the fact remains. We must preserve the treatment, the ill treatment. We must not let anything slide to the left or to the right when we write our story about how President Barack Obama is being treated as chief and commander in the White House from basically Republicans. You know, there is no way in the world your great-great-grandchild is not supposed to know that, because President Obama is the first. And we take lessons from the way he handles the ill treatment, because the average person, it just, you know, your emotions would get the best of you. So God is in charge of all of this. All of the glory goes to God. We have a responsibility as a people to not only remember our past, but to understand today and properly prepare for tomorrow. So we need the seniors, we need the contemporaries, we need the youth, we need the unborn. We need to write books and tell the truth. That's one thing about it, Russell. We only have two principles that we use, truth and facts. We tell the children about the bad side of black history, that when the D.C. sniper was in D.C., we all thought that it was a non-black person, and come to find out that it actually was John Allen Muhammad, a black man. So we don't try to paint the picture other than with the two brushes of truth and facts, so that we can preserve and we can protect our story as other cultures preserve and protect their story. We are very capable of doing this. We don't need other people telling us, unless we allow what they tell us, and then we're still in charge. It's very important to be in charge of your own family and extended family. You don't let another man come in your house and, you know, run your family.
You are absolutely correct. And this is why your organization and what you're doing is not only fruitful, it's needed. Our history is being swept under the rug. The names that you have mentioned on this segment, if you poll young people, they would not know who they are.
Absolutely.
You are making it so that they know, and that is why it's greatness in what you're doing. It's necessary what you're doing. Be There Magazine is going to do everything in its power to make sure that the word gets out. We're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, March 27th, at the Sheraton Hotel.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Going to invite everybody to come out. I want you to blast it. Make sure you know everybody. Get the IO Handy out there. Get the Malik out there. Get the people to come that you know. Tell them how important it is that you will be speaking. You will be speaking. Get them to come to hear what you have to say. We want to fill that room with people who need this information. So I'm looking forward to seeing you on March 27th at the Sheraton from 6 to 10. We've extended the hours now from about 6:30 to 10 o'clock at night. Give us some closing statements of what you want us to know. The show has been excellent.
Well, brother, again, all of the glory goes to Almighty God. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah God. And indeed, thank you. Had it not been for the avenue, or the reach out, or the opportunity to be able to speak to your audience. I didn't get your audience together. This comes from 31 years of hard work from you. So a big heartfelt thank you to you. And all of the glory goes to God. So to close, it is the 27th of March, Thursday, at the Sheraton Hotel, where we all get together and celebrate and galvanize what you are leading. And I'll be a happy follower to do what is needed on my part. But the glory goes to God. So I thank you, your listening audience, your staff, and all the work that you do. And please be encouraged to don't ever stop until it's time to stop.
This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. Network in the Morning is all about you. See you tomorrow morning.
Brother Russell?